Any day you'll be gone. Oh yeah. Any day you'll be gone. Oh, any day now.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel. I'm your host, Kel Marvette. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining this morning. It is 38 minutes after the hour. Our next song coming up is coming from Sam Cooke, and it's entitled, A Change Is Gonna Come.
Love you all night long.
tell me what kind of man would treat his woman so cold? Treat you like you're nothing when you're worth more than gold. Girl, to me you're like a diamond. I love the way you shine. $100 million treasure I'd give the world to make you mine. Right in your hand, make love on a beach of jet black sand. I'll fight in the rain. We can do it all night. I'll touch all the places he would not, and some he never knew would get you hot. Nothing is forbidden when we touch.
flashback of the time I spent thinking you could be that one. Oh, should I just catch your love? Too much for my mind. So even though I left you, I can't forget you. Cause when I think about you,
bittersweet,
bittersweet. Yes, I always love you.
Bittersweet,
sweet. When we were together, you ain't keep me quiet. Then I really love ya.
everyone. You are tuned to the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel. It is 2 minutes before the hour. I'd like to come and thank everyone for joining this morning. It is time for us to acknowledge the ones that are celebrating birthdays today. We wish you a happy birthday and many, many more, and a great celebration today. Also, if you celebrate an anniversary, we congratulate you on that also. Also, if you have a new marriage announcement or engagement, we congratulate you on that also. At this time, we're going to do our birthday song, and after which you will be hearing the song coming from Leo of Nemesis, and the song will be entitled Belong to You.
Better spend all my time. You know you got it good. Good time. time. For the good time. Here's what you ought to do.
Make your head.
Oh, and then the
You are tuned in to the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel. It is 20 minutes after the hour. I'd like to come and thank everyone for joining us this morning. It is time for our comedy break, and it's coming from featured comedian Andy Osho.
Or anything, but you know, because you seem nice, but sometimes, you know, as a black comic, you come out and just see a sea of white faces staring at you. It feels like an auction. But there's love in the room, I can feel it. Brilliant. It's lovely being up in Edinburgh. We've been here for, what, 3.5 weeks now. It's amazing. I love the flyers, though. They're fantastic. You can see them getting properly jaded by the whole thing. This genuinely happened, like, down Drummond Street. There's a guy who, all he's saying now is just the name of the show. But I shit you not, the name of the show is Let's Have Sex. So he's walking up and down Drummond Street going, let's have sex. Let's have sex. There's no flyer in his hand. Let's have sex. He did have a flyer. I felt bad for him. I took a flyer. I felt bad for him. And I can actually recommend having sex with him. He was amazing. My mum rang me up as well. She's checking in with me, make sure I'm all right. But you know when your mum doesn't really know what you do? She said, how's the busking going, dear? They're gigs, mum. They're gigs. The only thing we don't agree on, really. Apart from that, and when I was a kid, pocket money. Controversial. Give me a cheer if you've got pocket money. But, like, the thing is, black parents never give their kids money. They don't understand why a child wants money. I asked my mum for pocket money. She said, what do you need money for, eh? Are you going to buy stocks and shares? Are you Richard Branson? She didn't understand why I wanted pocket money. So, in the end, I negotiated with her, right? I'll do housework in exchange for pocket money. And you know what she said? She said, so that means that you are now my employee. Not what I had in mind, but I thought, as a clever kid, right, what I thought I'd do is I'll break the Hoover, then she won't ask me to do this stupid shit again, right? So I was there properly ramming the Hoover into the wall, trying to break the Hoover, trying to make it look like an accident, and she went, okay, stop, hammer time. She's early 80s. She went, okay, stop, collaborate and listen. Of course she didn't, that's a ridiculous idea. But I do have 47 more of these. No, she did. She went, okay, stop, all right? You see how you are using that thing there? I was like, yeah. She said, okay, so I'm going to use your head in the same way. She didn't. She did. But to be fair, me and my brothers were properly lazy kids, you know what I mean? Like, when we did do the housework, we thought we were slaves. You know what I mean? We were singing Negro spirituals and everything. We were like, I've been working. Now, pick your own cotton. Very lazy. There's a lot of strong discipline as well in a Nigerian household. The best example I saw, right, it was very recently, it was on a bus, right? And there's a woman with her little daughter, and the daughter was messing around, yeah, and she wanted her to stop. But this is what she said. She said to the little girl, who's about 4 or 5 years old, she said, okay, do you want me to go to jail? And the little girl, to her credit, she went, yes. So the woman, this is what she said. She said, okay, so when we get home, I'm going to kill you. Then you will not talk to me again. All the white people on the bus kind of look like you look like, that's some funny shit, but I'm going to report it. All the Nigerians on the bus are like this. Very good, that's it. That's why this country is going down to Thailand. You see? Even like, I've got this uncle, like a real one, not one who touches you up. And he was trying to explain to me, right, how he's lenient with his son. But this is what he said. He said, yes, I'm firm with the young man. Of course I'm firm with him, but not like Mugabe. That's wrong. That is wrong. That's like saying about your mate, yes, I love to go swimming with my friend. Of course, I love to go swimming with my friend, but not like Michael Barrymore. And then this has been going so much. You've been amazing. Enjoy the rest of the show. See ya.
what exists in every corner of the world.
Embraced and celebrated in some countries.
But is illegal in 76.
What is hidden for fear of public shame, imprisonment,
torture, or in seven countries even
the death penalty?
What tears families apart?
What makes people confront brutal violence on a daily basis?
What simple trait
gets people treated as second-class citizens
everywhere they go?
What gets children kicked out of homes, students bullied and expelled from school,
and workers fired from jobs without warning?
What has existed in every country throughout history
that some people still consider abnormal?
The answer?
Being gay.
Being lesbian.
Bisexual.
Transgender.
All over the world, millions of people face violence and discrimination just for being who they are.
Every nation is obligated by international human rights law to protect all lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people from torture, discrimination, and violence.
The United Nations has one simple message to the millions of LGBT people around the world.
You are not alone.
You are not alone.
LGBT rights are human rights.
LGBT rights are human rights. Together, we will build a world.
We will build a world that is free and equal.
You are tuning in to the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel. I'm your host, Kel Marvet. It is 19 minutes before the hour. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining us this morning. We ask that you do not text while driving. We want you to arrive safely to your destination. Our next song coming up is coming from Mario, and it's entitled Kiss You.
Thank you.
time and think about it. Let's not waste our time. I know you're about it. You're about it. Yeah, you're about it.
To my crib, your body calling me. The way you touch me, girl, yeah, I'm so ready. Do it in the parking lot.
About it. Let's not waste our time. I know you're about it. You're about it. Yeah, you're about it. About it. Let's not waste our time. I know you're about it. You're about it. Yeah, you're about it.
To my crib, your body's calling me. The way you touch me, girl, yeah, I'm so ready. Do it in the parking lot.
And rising, and when I get that. just don't understand what we went wrong. I gave you my heart. I gave you my soul. I gave you.
As a matter of fact, I was the one who said I loved you first. It was about 8 years ago. Don't act like you don't know. We were sitting at home in your mama's living room. See, your mama knew I was something else. She knew how I felt back then we were in school. And that's your favorite excuse. Growing up, I was a fool. And I can't lie, I'm missing you. Listen and don't trip. Think I need a bottle with a genie in it. It's my wish list.
Talking.